U.S. mail planes will continue to fly along the last backcountry mail route in the lower 48 states. The Postmaster General has decided to continue the service, reversing a decision to end 50 years of weekly flights into the mountainous wilderness of Idaho. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The Postal Service cited a $6 billion deficit and $46,000 in savings when it canceled the weekly mail plane route, and it offered instead free post office boxes in a town not easily reached by Doug Timms at the Campbell's Ferry Ranch. Listen carefully, because Timms called on a satellite phone that doesn't work well deep down in the Salmon River Canyon he calls home.
You know, it's a good 60 miles as a crow flies over the most rugged country on the planet. There are a number of ridges and mountains that go up to about 7,000 or 8,000 feet. It'd probably take us 3 or 4 days of very tough hiking. Actually, this time of year, you probably couldn't do it at all, given the snow and the passes.
Now, Timms could also drive to the post office box. That first involves 4 miles of hiking, then 6 miles on a kidney-crushing dirt road hugging a canyon wall, and then about 250 more miles of gravel and pavement. Similar expeditions faced 20 other ranches, lodges, and a university research station scattered throughout central Idaho wilderness. That's just to get mailed letters, documents, medicine, clothing, parts, and other supplies. So the Postal Service backed down. Here's spokesman Al DeSero.
We realized that there was no other really feasible mail service alternative that did not present a hardship to these customers, other than the current air taxi contract.
Now, the Postal Service was slow on the uptake on this one. The Idaho congressional delegation pressed hard and encountered stiff resistance.
It was clear they didn't understand Idaho's backcountry.
Brad Hoagland is a spokesman and policy advisor for Idaho Senator Jim Risch. Hoagland describes a frustrating conference call with Postal Service staffers, Easterners who just didn't get it, he says. So Idaho senators sent a letter to Postmaster General John Potter, quoting Potter's recent testimony before a Senate subcommittee.
He said, "We must make our services available at the same price in both easy-to-serve locations and locations so remote they can only be reached by mule, by swamp boat, or by bush plane." So we used his words to say, look, you said you're going to provide this level of service no matter what it takes, and we want that to continue.
Potter was in a bind. He seemed to be defying his own promise to Congress, and he was making it virtually impossible for some Americans to get their mail, all to shave the Postal Service deficit by 0.7%. The Postmaster General backed down yesterday, just before a meeting with Idaho senators and congressmen, acknowledging that the alternative plan would not provide acceptable service, and that the obligation to provide service meant the weekly mail plane would still fly. Howard Berkus, NPR News.